Good morning, everybody. We're going to have two recordings today, one from myself, one from Kalev Ben-Dor. My one is going to be on Shmuel Bet Perek Tet, chapter 9 of the second book of Samuel. It's a short chapter, only 13 verses. And the topic is David asking himself, Hachi yesh od asher notar levet Shaul? Is there anybody left from the house of Shaul? I would like to do some kindness for them on account of Yonatan, Shaul's son, David's former close dear friend, who, as the two of them had parted, had sworn an oath to one another never to be enemies with one another, despite the toxic relationships between David and Yonatan's father, and that David would promise to look after Yonatan's descendants. David is informed that there is somebody, one son left of Yonatan, whose name is Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth is, there's no other word for it, Nebuch. He is lame, disabled, the only surviving child of a destroyed dynasty. We can well imagine that this is not somebody who has particular support. And the chapter can be read in a very simple sense as David doing kindness with him. David is able to make contact with Mephibosheth and says to him, I want to do kindness for you on account of your father. I'm going to return to you all of the lands of Shaul, your father, the family lands, which, according to the commentators, are rather large. And you will always eat bread at my table. You will be an honored guest. Mephibosheth is extremely grateful. Vayomer ma avdecha, who am I, your servant? Ki fanita el kelev hamet, I'm a dead dog. That's who am I. But nevertheless, David wants to do kindness with him. That is the simple, straightforward message of this chapter. David remembering his obligations to his former friend. There is, however, a darker side to this chapter, one which actually won't become fully obvious until a good number of chapters from now, when the story will have a second part as David needs to flee Yerushalayim on account of his son Avshalom's rebellion. And that is, this darker side centers around a third character in this story. There is not only David and Mephibosheth, but there is also a servant of Shaul who is going to be tasked with administering these kindnesses from David to Yonatan. David is told that he is called Tziva. He brings Tziva before him. And Tziva says, yes, of course, I will absolutely do the king's bidding. I will bring Mephibosheth to you. And the image we have of Tziva is as a obedient servant who is going to serve his master, Mephibosheth. And that is what we are thinking. However, several details are going to intimate to us that actually Tziva's role is going to be somewhat darker. Pasuk Tet, verse 9. V'ikra ha-melech el Tziva na'ar Shaul. The king calls to Tziva the youth, the attendant of Shaul. Na'ar seems to really describe a position of a servant doing the will of their master. Vayome elav, and he says to him, David, kol asher haya l'Shaul ul'chol beito, everything that belonged to Saul and his household, natati leven adonech, I have given to the son of your master. Va'avadta lo et ha'adama, and you are going to serve him on this land. Ata uvanecha va'avadecha, you and your sons and your servants. Oh, okay, this is interesting. Apparently Tziva has a household himself. Veheveta v'haya leven adonecha lechem v'achlu. Umefiboshet ben adonecha yochal tamid lechem al shulchani. David continues that Mephibosheth, the son of your master, will always eat bread at my table. That is the end of David's speech, but the verse carries on and tells us, Tziva chamisha asar banim ve'esrim avadim. Tziva has 15 sons and 20 servants. Tzivah actually is apparently himself at the top of a large pyramid, having his own significant infrastructure, which purportedly serves the lame and sole surviving son of Yonatan. The verses carry on, verse 11. Vayomer tziva el hamelech, he now responds to David. Kachol asher yitzaveh adoni hamelech, everything which my master the king has commanded, et avdo, his servant, myself, ken ya'aseh, thus shall be done, avadecha. Umefi boshet ochel al shulchani, ke'echad mibnei hamelech. And mefi boshet will eat at my table as one of the sons of the king. Now, those last few words don't appear to make any sense, because it is David who is saying that Mephibosheth will eat at my table. But in this verse, it appears that it is Tziva who is speaking and telling David that actually Mephibosheth will eat at my table. So there are commentators who think that there are just a few words missing. Rather, we are supposed to understand that it is David who then responds again to Tziva, reminding him that Mephibosheth will eat at the king's table. But there is a straightforward reading, which is actually this verse only contains Tziva speaking. And it is Tziva responding to David and saying, Mephibosheth will eat at my table as one of the sons of the king. What is being intimated here, and is only going to become clear in a brutal and cruel fashion later on, is that the real power lies with Tziva. And whatever kindnesses David intends to do for Mephibosheth are in danger of being appropriated by Tziva for his own significant household and holdings of 15 children, 20 servants, which poor, lame Mephibosheth is going to be unable to do anything about. We will await the continuation of the story.